Good morning, and you are listening to Something Brewing. This is Cherry Divine, and I am here with my amazing, magnificent, absolutely beautiful co-host, Tracy Mahan. Hey, Trace, you want to step in, say hi?
I'm stepping in, and I'm saying hi. Now, the big question, though, Cherry. Well, we're going to make an announcement, but I think people are still warming up to getting to the show, so maybe we'll make it a little later.
Okay,
what do you
that
think?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So
that sounds good. Okay, how do they get to the chat room?
You know what? I am in another state, and I'm not able to pull up the Blog Talk chat room, so you can go to Cat Media 2 on Facebook, and it's a closed group. You can ask to join. We'll gladly let you join or say, come on and join us. We keep that chat going off and on all week long, and so that's how you get there. And at right around the half-hour mark, we will be taking calls. The number for that is 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 if you have a question, and we will ask you to limit it to one question because we want to get to as many callers as possible and to be specific. Oh, look how detailed I am today. My goodness.
Dot your I's and cross your T's, folks.
Yes.
It's awesome. Oh, that's good. By the way, I say dot your I's and cross your T's anytime we're in a Mercury retrograde. And I have to say, I've just been like, you know, I haven't had a bad time. I'm not going to put it out there like that. But I've had everything across the board. It's like miscommunication, electronics that wouldn't work. I went to text someone this morning, and my phone would work, but the text messages were like froze on the screen. So I had to restart my phone. My microphone wouldn't work this morning. What else we got? But yesterday, a friend that I hadn't talked to in a very long time started messaging me. I said, why don't we just talk? And it was so nice. We just connected and talked and shared. And, you know, I think we both left feeling a little better after getting to share and talk. And so, you know, that's kind of just what the retrograde will do. And just hang in there, everybody. We're almost through it. I think we're at the tail end of it, aren't we?
We are. It ends on the 15th, but, and I'm affected usually electronically in communications, and I've had a few of those, nothing major, anything like that. Yet my friend that I'm staying at her home right now, she was born during a Mercury retrograde and several other retrogrades. And that is her time to really move forward. She's just right in the flow of it all. And that's one of the things we talked about, because it will depend on what your chart's doing and that sort of thing, you know, where you were astrologically at the time of your birth. But, yeah, the communications open up for her. You know, she doesn't seem to have any problems with electronics. Now she'll get into some of the other areas. But, we were looking at astrological charts yesterday because Maureen is here. And it was like Nancy had 6 or 7 planets retrograde at the time of her birth. It's like, whoa. So all of it is.
Wow.
But it is something to remember with Mercury, I can't talk. And Mercury retrograde, it's a time to review, reevaluate, redo, reconnect, recommit, all of the re's, you know, so we can use that as restore, regenerate, you know.
Reconnect.
Yes, that's it. All of it. So that's really good there. And, you know, now we do have this topic, and I love this topic because and this was Tracy's suggestion and idea that it just fit. And we were going to do it last week, but my little dog, my new pup, decided to eat part of a flea collar.
Okay.
So we didn't do it. I had to take him came up and he had to spend the night at the vet. That he's healthy and well and eating everything else. And so, well, no, we're going to reclaim that sentence, bring that one back. Anyway, he's eating the things that are good for him in the amounts that are perfect for him, puppy food and treats and things like that, you know. Anyway, you know, the topic.
You
want to
hear a funny story before we get into the kindness thing?
Sure.
So I had to bring Buddy in. Buddy's the German Shepherd. It was his day to go in and have his neuter done yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is official. Buddy is 100 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has 100 pounds of I want to love everything in sight. And so when we're at home, if I say sit, Buddy usually will sit. And if, you know, I can even bring him out. I have a field right beside my house, and I can bring him out there without a leash, and I play fetch with him, and he goes right back to the house when we're ready. But if you put a stranger in the mix, he is just out of control. He has got to go say hi to that person. And so so I bring him to the vet. And, of course, it's full of people that were bringing their pets in because it was the day they do surgery or whatever at the office there. And I thought, I got this under control. I've got him in a harness. I've got him in his, I've got him on lockdown here. So I get in there, and I swear they had that place set at 900 degrees inside there because I just start sweating. And I'm trying to control this dog, and I'm trying to get signed in, and there's this little Lhasa Apso that's just totally freaked out for being there anyways, and Buddy just cannot help himself. He wants to say hi to this dog, and he is working so hard to get free from me, and I'm trying to write my name on the sheet so that they don't overlook me, although I don't know how they could overlook me. So, anyways, this lady's watching. She's sitting on another side with her little girl, and they have this little cat in its little cage, and she's just watching me, and she goes, he's a pretty dog. And it's like, yeah, he's pretty strong, too, and we're having this conversation. He slipped out of that harness. I could not believe he figured that out, and he just totally slipped out of the harness. And luckily, because he had my hand kind of twisted when he did it, luckily that woman was on it. She jumped up and pins him back down, and I'm trying to get him back in the harness. And as soon as I think I have him ready to go again, he knows how to do it now. So he just totally backed up and slipped right out of it again. And she's like, man, he's smart. And so this woman is totally trying to help me. Meanwhile, Lhasa Apso parrot gets up and goes, I'm going to move. she's taken off to whatever safety point she can find. And at the same time, and again, I am just like sweating. They have this place warm. And then I'm wrestling this 100-pound dog that has way more strength than I do. And I'm looking at him like, could somebody come bring him to the kennel so that he can just get him checked in? It's like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, we did get him on the scale and get him into the kennel. And then I had to wait afterwards to do the paperwork. And I felt like I had just been through one of the hardest workouts you could have put a person through. So I'm just standing there sweating, and I chose to wear a hoodie yesterday. So I've got this hoodie on that's not easy to take off. It's not like a jacket. I can't just take it off and cool off. And so I'm standing there waiting for them to get me the paperwork so I can, pre-approve it and get out of there. And I'm just drenched in sweat. My face is bright red, and I'm thinking, I really don't want to come back at 4:30 to pick him up. That's embarrassing. Like, I just want out of here. Anyway. So Buddy is now officially neutered and doing a responsible thing, and he is very drugged up and being very calm and sweet at my feet.
Oh.
So there's my Buddy story. But I have to say, I love this dog. He's wonderful. He has got such a sweet, sweet heart. And literally he goes in with the giving the world kindness, because if we could let this dog run free, he would be everybody's best friend. He is just that much of a love. It's just not good when you're at the vet.
Oh, goodness. My goodness. I'm missing my pup, gosh, now after that story. It's like, oh.
Oh, I can let you borrow Buddy next time we need to bring him in.
Well, no. I mean, my pup's at home in Oregon, and I'm in California, so.
Oh, I thought you meant the big one.
Oh,
that
I miss
you don't
him
have
too.
With you.
No. The new one. But.
Oh, well, but like I said, anytime you want to borrow him, take him for a walk, he will walk you. So. All right.
You know,
We have wonderful listeners, and I did open the chat room up over in the blog talk. Just throw that out there. We do have a guest over there that has figured out that I have the blog talk going. So hello to you, and hello to everybody in the Facebook chat room. And it's good to have you guys over there chatting with us. And
yeah.
tell Maureen hi for me.
I will do just that, or you could look at, apparently she's listening because I can see her name, so you could just say,
I can
hi,
see her name.
Maureen, how's it going? Okay, we'll do it all radio official. And here's a special shout out to Maureen. Glad you could join us today. So how's that for fun?
That is fun. I love it.
It is.
Okay.
That is. Okay.
So you're in California. Tell us what you're doing over there.
Oh, my gosh. We came down and for the Sacramento Fair, and we're going to be over at Santa Rosa this coming weekend. I say we because my friend Maureen Frank is there also. So if you're in the Santa Rosa area, come on down and say hello. You know, we can be seen live and in person. And had amazing experiences. I know we have a topic, but I do want to share this with everybody, is coming down through Mount Shasta, California, which is known as the root chakra of Earth, and had some really amazing experiences. And normally I do quite a bit of the driving, but I had to stop and let Maureen take over the driving because apparently it was time for downloads for me. And I have been out of it. Oh, I've connected with Lemuria. I had some amazing experiences that way. And, you know, we went up to Lake Tahoe. And, again, I was just out of it. And so I'm recouping, a little spacey, not sleeping well. So bear with me, everybody. But it is just an amazing shift, amazing transitions and transmission. So anybody who knows me knows what I'm talking about there. And so it's great time.
Had to make for an interesting car ride.
Yeah, well, it does. I was done. I mean, I was out. I switched seats and closed my eyes, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing. But that was last week. That wasn't the last couple nights. Now, bringing up Mount Shasta, I'm going to put a plug in here since I know there's everybody listening, and I know they're really, really interested. I have 3 retreats getting ready to happen this summer in Mount Shasta. So if you go to my website, cherrydivine.com, and go to 2018 retreats and start scrolling, you're going to see the write-ups about them. So they're coming up, one in May, one in June, one in September so far.
Woohoo!
Ta-da!
Woohoo!
Excited. That's it. Excited.
That is good.
Hey, it is good. And it's all about being kind to yourself with these things, recognizing, acknowledging, accessing yourself, and loving who you are, and claiming, you know, all types of stuff. Anyway, now, kindness. We have a theme.
Kindness.
Kindness.
We do have a theme.
Yes. What kind of ness are we talking about? Bad jokes.
You and I will laugh.
Nobody else is laughing, but that's okay. That's okay. I got it.
Yes, the kindness. So
that's right.
The world right now. Oh my goodness, it's so fun to just pop on any kind of social media, turn on the news, whatever it might be, and there's always somebody that is hurting. The world. Yeah, one of the ones that I know we need to see these things, but I can't stand it, is when they're showing all the plastic in the water. Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
it just horrifies me that we cannot be responsible enough to pick up our garbage. I mean, come on, people. So we have all of these beautiful souls on this planet, and the planet itself is a beautiful soul. And we just need to give it all kindness. The people that aren't caring for our planet are people that are most likely hurting. And, you know, so they disregard things when they're hurting. But we could have such an amazing planet. And we do have an amazing planet. But we can have an even more amazing planet. So that's kind of where I'm at with the theme of the world could use your kindness. You know, everybody has bad days, and it's definitely, it would be, even with this Mercury retrograde where the miscommunication can be happening, sometimes I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth when I say things. I have a neighbor who has a son that plays the drums, and he plays them amazingly, and two of my kids are drummers, so I totally get it. And I was pulling up, and she was outside, and I rolled down the window. I said, "Hey, which one of your sons is playing the drum?" And she tells me, I said, "Yeah, he plays really well. He does it a lot." And I'm like, why did I say that? And I'm realizing that somewhere in there she must have needed a mirror of something, because I have no problem with him playing the drums. My kids did it all the time. They have to practice it. Oh, and it doesn't bother me. He's really good at it. And I'm like, that was really weird that that came out of my mouth. Just like, that's what I'm talking about with miscommunication. I was like, I know that sounded like I was complaining, and I felt really bad, and I was trying to correct it. So that makes it worse, by the way. No, so I just decided to leave it alone. She heard what she needed to hear, and all is good. Said a little prayer about it instead. But I have to tell you, I later looked at her Facebook page and saw her post something that was kind of, you know, a post that reflected that she was having a hard day. I thought, oh, great. Anyways, we have to look at things like that, though. You know, it's like, I know it happens to me all the time where things are being mirrored to me and people say things and don't realize what they're saying, and it's affecting me a certain way. And I had to look at that and go, maybe she was worried that the neighbors thought that was too loud. And then here I come and I say something that kind of reflects that, even though that was not my intention. And so I'm just mirroring to her something that she may be thinking or feeling, right? So hopefully the prayers will smooth that over. But by all means, he can play those drums. He's really good at it. But kindness, you know, being kind, showing people that, when, you know, when they're having a bad day, just tell them something positive, something nice. When you're having a bad day, go tell someone else something positive, something nice. It can really shift your day. You know, and when I reconnected with a friend yesterday, it was like we had this nice conversation, and, you know, she just needed to hear a few positive things about what she was going through. And, you know, we were able to both shift each other's energy. It was really nice. So it's important to do that. And I'm going to throw it over to Cherry because I feel like I'm spelling out now.
Well, you know, here you said something about, you were talking about the plastics in the world and that sort of thing. You know, one of the things to do is remember anything that's outside of us somewhere lives inside of us. So it could be a mirror of how we feel, how we're not caring for ourselves, or it could be a judgment, that sort of thing, a feeling of incompleteness. And so when we look out and we do caretake or give kindness outwardly, we may start first with inwardly or see what the reflection is. So apparently our theme is kindness and mirrors both. And so, you know, it's when... Oh my goodness! It's so interesting because all of a sudden Trace, I'm gonna. Do you mind if I kind of tap in just a little bit to what you said and the plastics and that sort of thing relating to you? Is that too personal? Because
I don't know yet, because I don't know what you're gonna say.
Well, we won't get too
maybe.
Personal.
I have the power to mute you, so if it gets personal, Cherry will just disappear. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, It is so interesting because with the plastics and all of this, it is worry. There is a slight, not a slight, there is a focus on the world and not caretaking, but it's where feeling neglected within the self and putting out more energy outside the self than within. So it's where's your plastic sitting, sweet pea? You know, so picking up two or three pieces each time and being kind to you, you know, being kind within.
You know, that's definitely, I love this example because this morning, I wake up at 3 o'clock, can't get back to sleep. And one of the things that was bothering me is that I was doing so well on my changing my lifestyle, eating habits and all of this. And just in the last month or so, I've just been having the hardest time staying with it. And I was thinking of myself just like that, Cherry, like this is my vehicle. I need to take care of it. And, you know, yesterday I ate a bunch of potato chips, and I'm thinking I didn't want to eat those potato chips. And so I'm guilting and shaming myself, but I got myself over that. I was just like, but that's the way I'm reading what you're saying, though, is like maybe I need to look at, well, what am I putting in my body, just like what are we putting in the water?
Or why are we putting it there? Because why are we putting it there? Because as you're talking about the potato chips and it's showing like a plastic cap, so all the stuff in it, and it's like and the word neglected came up, and so it's looking at this and looking into the deeper question of why. Where isn't there the caretaking? What's the emotion? What's the feeling? What's that covering? Because you know when we go drop debris over the earth and not caretaking for it, there's a space that we're in and we're not present. And when we're not present, there's a lack of care, a lack of consideration, a lack of kindness. And so what is it we're covering up within us? Where are we not caring for the inner self, you know, the vessel, the emotional body, the logical body, the spiritual body, you know, all of it. Where are we not, you know, on that? Because once you take a reflection in, or inflection to reflection is how we would like to put it, is to look inside and see where it is that opening of disruption is in the spiritual bodies. Then you will find as you go deep into it and allow it to express, you become more conscientious of the outer world. You no longer drop debris, for your filters are no longer cluttered. They are clear. You look out and you see the honoring of not only the life of yours, but the life outside of the self, of all life being one. And you remember the living earth, the same as you are a living being, and the purity that is there for each and every one and everything. So when we look out and see the debris upon the earth, we send a message of love, a message of compassion, a message of kindness that asks or put the request out to look inside and see where it is feeling cluttered, debris, completely closed up or covered up out of worry and fear of disrepair. We understand we are speaking in parables and that sort of thing, and sometimes our words are not clear, yet it is the vibration that is necessary to come across. And these vibrations will move through not just the listeners that are listening, but from the listeners out and bring a message of total peace, calm, and love, and honoring of not just the life outside of themselves, but the life within. For the kindness and beauty starts from the within, and then it is seen on the outside. So I guess there we go, guys. There's our message for today. You know, and what I love
on the lighter side of this, we have Julia in the chat room that she's quoting me when I said I have the power to mute you. She says, don't we all wish we had that power at times? That is very funny and true.
That's true. And so, yeah, I'm hoping that's other people, too. Not everybody wants to mute me. Oh, my gosh.
No, we're... I think this is directed at, in general, don't we wish we had the power?
We do.
Like,
we do.
I don't want to hear what you're saying. Ping! No.
You know,
that's funny.
I am notorious for selective hearing.
Well, I think we all have that gift, my dear.
Yes. It's like, really? You're speaking to me? No.
Oh.
You're speaking of me? No.
I'm going to encourage everyone that would like a reading to please call in. We're going to get to those in a few minutes. And the number is 646-668-9. And, Sherry, would we like to tell them why we urge them to call now? Because
you know,
it's probably a good time to share what we've been talking about.
It is, and that thought went through my mind just as you were giving out the number. So I'm getting a definite yes. Let's talk to them about what we're talking about, why it's good to call in today.
Call in. So Cherry and I are both experiencing a lot of changes and a lot of different things going on, and it has crossed both of our minds, even though we both avoided it because we absolutely love you guys and doing the show, but it is time to say goodbye to our show, Something Brewing. It has, we gave each other confirmation, I guess, when we finally did talk about it.
We felt it for a couple of months, but we really, really resisted it. And we're being pulled in so many different areas and new areas. And that's the thing about growth. And my schedule has gotten so busy, it's like, you know, I may be available, I may not be available. And that's, you know, one of the things. And Tracy's is going off into a new direction. And this is the beauty of these sort of things, is when you grow, you know, it isn't hold on to the old. No, what was there served its purpose. And now it's time for that next step. So, and there's some people that really fear change and hold on so hard and resist it that things become uncomfortable. Well, Tracy and I weren't wanting to do that. We already had enough things getting in the way, and we talked about it off and on for a couple of months. We're going, no, it doesn't have to become extremely uncomfortable. We can go ahead and let it go. Everybody knows we love them, and we'll still keep the cat in it. We'll keep the Cat Media 2 Facebook page. We will be able to connect there. But it'll be fun to see what journeys Tracy's taken off on and I'm taking off on and sharing. And also your journeys. What are you doing? You know, it's really good to meet back there and just check in and keep everybody updated and informed. So,
yeah. Exactly. So it is good,
Changes. And Tracy and I are discussing doing videos together. Those are even more fun. You know, you actually get to see us. Yeah, I have to get a haircut for that.
But you know, I was going to say we both like to be in our jammies all day. So it's like, hey, do you want to do a video today? What? I got to take a shower? No. I got to put on makeup. What? No. But, yeah, I think this will free us up a little bit. When we have a topic we want to share, we'll do it via the video. And I know Cherry and I both can be challenged sometimes with the technological stuff, but I know there's ways to do live videos where we're both on it, and I'm just trying to figure out how to do that. And, you know, maybe that's the venue we'll take on next, and so that would be fun, too.
I know I'm going to be going into podcasts, and that we do Facebook Live, and there's this, that, and everything. So you are not getting rid of us. You're not losing us. It's time for a whole new experience, and we're ready. We're absolutely ready. So
is in no way a breakup. We love each other.
Yes. And Julia, we'll miss you, but don't cry, honey. We will be back in some form.
I love her little, I love those little emojis of flooding tears.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So, anyways, if you are calling in and you have a question for us, press the number 1 so that it'll show us you have a question, and that way we know to take on your call. And shall we get to a caller? You ready for that?
I am ready for that.
All right. So let's go with caller 9392. You're on the air. Who are we talking with, and what is your question? I'm not hearing anyone. Are you?
No, I didn't hear anybody. Are you there?
Hello?
Preston?
Hey, hi. There you are. Hi, who are we
sorry about
with?
That. I had it on mute for a little bit.
We've had that happen. That's why we don't.
Yes.
We give it a little time.
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi. So, I'm from Kansas, by the way.
Well, oh, good. I was going to.
Lovely.
Ask. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your question, honey?
So, long story short, I've been talking to this guy named Austin for the past few weeks, and things have been moving pretty fast, and we're getting pretty serious. And then this Saturday, we had a little miscommunication, but I thought it was, like, resolved and everything was fine because we've been hanging out since then, and it was never brought up. And then yesterday, he tells me that we should just be friends, and he's made up his mind, and there's no changing it because of Saturday. But I thought it was resolved. So I guess my question is do you see him reaching out
oh,
to me?
Oh, my. Do you mind if I step in, Tracy?
I think we're both kind of like, yeah, ready. Go, go, Cherry, go.
Go, go, go. We're in Mercury retrograde. That is a time of complete miscommunications. And so it is treading lightly. But one of the things that I do have here is there's that part of you going, what the heck, had been wanting to please him. When somebody mm-hmm. comes across that part and is unwilling to talk it out, that is not in supporting who you are and honoring who you are. It also mm-hmm. reflects on several early relationships in which you had, which once there was a miscommunication or something, instead of digging into it and talking about it with the other person, the two of you, you start pulling inside and thinking you've done something wrong, that you
yes.
fix it.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
Well, and this is coming in an exaggerated form, and whenever it comes in an exaggerated form, it means pay attention. And it's looking at him saying, well, you know, if I'm really, you know, I won't say upset, I'm just kind of find this quite, words. See, even here, you won't even claim your words. None of the words will come to me. I find it very interesting that you won't even discuss this, that you put a barrier up. And so that's fine. Go ahead and do what you want. But, gosh, see, right there, even when I'm going in to give information for you and words for you, you start pulling back to say, how can I fix this? What can I do to change me? This isn't about changing you. It's about honoring who you are and loving who you are and setting a boundary. For somebody to cut you off that cold and that hard and that quick, it's saying, no, this isn't the right direction, but it's time you found your own voice
and honor who you are. I think the thing that's really confusing for me is, like, he was the one that was, like, wanting to move things fast and make things more and more serious. And on Saturday, I've been going through a lot of health issues with my mom, and that was stressing me out. And we were hanging out, and I just felt like I didn't want to be a burden and be there. So I was like, hey, would you mind if I just left? And he was like, no. And then so I leave, and basically I guess that became an issue that I ended up leaving. And he says that that happened in his past relationship where his ex, you know, has walked out on him. And I was like,
that's where I was getting. This is a trigger for him. Yeah. Go ahead, Cherry. I'm sorry.
But he may have had a trigger, yet you are not that person. And he does have healing to do around that, yet instead of cutting it off cold and you not having mm-hmm. a voice and you having your old pattern is to start changing gears and becoming what you believe the person wants does not honor you. And so it is a matter of, and you did ask the question, will he reach out for you at a later time? He may, but it would be good if at the time he does this, you say, hold, you need to heal your wounds. I'm working on mine. You had a, you had the, you know, you have permission to do what's good for you. You didn't do anything that dishonored him. So anyway, Tracy, your turn, because I'm getting kind of a control issue around this, but also a breaking of an old pattern for you.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, and we're seeing a lot of this right now where we're releasing so much karma that things are happening at a faster pace. So a relationship that might have taken 6 months to get to this point, it's now taking 6 weeks, you know, that kind of thing. But one of the things that comes up for me here is in the past, have relationships seemed like work and like you're like lopsided, like you're the one that's doing all the work and trying to keep this thing going and they're the ones that are, And again, he was triggered by you innocently. You didn't know what you did. There was no way you could have known. And like Terry said, he's got to heal that. It's time for him to heal that. And what a great opportunity for both of you to look at the parts that you were triggered in. So like Terry said, you change yourself to become what that other person needs. And I think you do that to just kind of keep the peace and keep things flowing and pleasant. But then in the long run, your soul's not getting what it needs. You're not getting nourished and you're not getting taken care of. And then you grow resentful because you're doing all the work.
Well,
so let go of the illusion.
For him to judge me for his past relationship and to compare.
Well, that's not fair that he did that, but it's just reality of, you know, we all do this. It's like you're going to get triggered with something he does that mirrors something to you. You know, we all have the baggage, and the only way to work out the baggage is to be in the relationships to see what the baggage is. So the trick is to know what's yours. You look at the part what that's triggering you, and then you work with that. He needs to look at the part that triggered him and work with that. You're obviously not the old girlfriend, but the universe will use you to mirror to him all day long. Just like if you were listening earlier, I told the story about pulling up and seeing my neighbor and out comes from my mouth something that I would not have said. And I thought, where did that come from? But it was something that mirrored something to her. And, you know, it's like, this isn't my personality to say something like that, but the universe maybe is using me to say something like that to help her shift with something. I don't know. So you got to just watch where you're being triggered and let go of any illusions that the guy that meets you, you know, puts in the 110% you're putting in, he's out there. You don't have to put in 110 why somebody else is putting in 50.
Well, that's why I was confused, because he has been putting in way more than I even was, which is the first movie. And that's why that's why I'm really confused, because Saturday is the only day.
Can I step in really quick? We seem to,
can I say one more thing and then I'll hand it back over to you, Cherry? One of the things I want you to look at, Brianna, is where is the ego getting involved? Where is the attachment? You know, are you trying to be right? Is he trying to be right? You know, look at the ego stuff involved with this so that it's easier to release it, because our egos want to be right. So if his ego is telling a story that all women walk out, then anything you do, you know, like saying, hey, is it okay if I leave? That's, to him, that's you walking out. That's what his ego is creating out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the vice versa is going to happen. Anything that he does that mirrors something that was hurtful in another relationship to you, the ego is going to want to turn that into that pattern. So, okay, so watch for the ego stuff. That's kind of tricky. Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, you know, this is all about personal healing for both of you, and it's bringing you a lot of information. And you mentioned that he was doing more, but I had picked up another component of this is when he said, this is what happened, and, you know, look at your own deserving issues. where you don't believe you deserve somebody being there. For several relationships, I brought in men that would look at me and, well, I did it for, and I'm not doing it again. And so that had nothing, they had those experiences, yes, but I had my own, I didn't deserve this person. So for you, I want you to look at your deserving issues. He had been giving more, he had been doing and all of this. And then when it comes to you actually stating something that was good for you, he pulls away. He has his issues, we can change the word issues to personal healing, old wounds, emotional wounds, but you have the same going on too. So this is a great time for inner reflection. Like Tracy said, there's old karmic agreements being healed, but when an old way does not serve us anymore, it is being brought up, exaggerated in front of us, and then it goes away. So just be open. And another thing to do, and this goes out there for anybody who's listening and willing, this is a trying time. It is maybe sometimes a little confusing, but open your heart. No heart energy is always connected, and just send love. Send him love.
I guess my question is, do you see him eventually on this letting time pass or whatever, him reaching out to me for me to be able to talk to him?
I do, but it does feel like it's good. Oh, goodness. You got to breathe, honey. You don't breathe, my breath all of a sudden goes away. It does feel like he does reach out, yet you're going to have a repeated pattern if you don't clear it. It'll be brushed under the carpet, and it'll reoccur. So,
you have to clear it with him.
You both have your own problem. We can't go into this super deep because we've got limited time. If you both do your work, otherwise, if you guys ignore it, then there's a good chance you'll recreate the same thing over again.
Okay.
You got this, Brianna. Just ask your angel to come in and bring in your highest and best answers and solutions around this. Say a few prayers around clearing any miscommunications, and you can open that doorway with him. I'm sorry, you cut out for me.
But you do see communication happening though between us.
I see it as an option. Yeah, I think that door could be open for you again. But something's got to shift energetically before it's going to be productive to open that. So you guys do your work. Okay. All right, hon. We're gonna let you go.
You.
Catch the next caller. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay,
goodness.
I know we went a little long on that one, but it's so important to look at those things, and you know, hopefully the audience was gaining some good information from that, because it was a perfect example of a Mercury retrograde moment where something was said that wasn't intentional, and then it triggers, but it leads to healing. So if we can take it there, what a nice opportunity. Okay, I do want to throw out there, there were a few of you that kind of missed what our announcement was, or maybe you were distracted playing Spider Solitaire, not sure, but yes, Cherry and I are letting the show go, and we have two more shows, and April is our last month, so you did hear that right. Okay, okay, next caller, 4378, you're on the air, who are we talking with?
Hey, Tracy, it's Ogenia.
Hey, Ogenia. You have a big question for us?
I do, because is there ever a time we're not in Mercury retrograde?
You know, I think that's a great question, because the first one we went through, I think it was over Christmas and New Year's, I feel like it never went away for me. There was just so many things that just kind of kept unfolding. But what did you say, Cherry? It was the 15th is the last?
Yes, it is.
But, it's wrapping up.
But we have, the 15th, but we've had some really strong other planetary effects going on that are doing a great push-pull for us and really stripping away what doesn't serve us. There's been some, I'm not an astrologist, but I do have friends who are. We've had a grant, I believe it was a cross here that came up, a grand cross that just came up, and it was Aries Libra in relationships. And so there again, there was push-pull in it. So we've had a lot going on astrologically. And so we get to look at it and go, gosh, we don't get to blame everything on Mercury retrograde. But, you know, for many times I would suggest is getting your chart done and actually seeing why the influence of or what the influences of the planets are doing.
Yeah. Okay. We also have had some solar flares the last month or so that have been playing with that magnetic field. And since we are magnetic beings, it is kind of like throwing us into that full moon mode.
Yeah.
Or as ladies understand, that PMS mode.
I'm not supposed to deal with PMS anymore.
Like, you're shaking a fist at the clouds. Why?
I'm done.
Is that your only question?
Well, I have lots of questions, but you guys are leaving me.
You know where to find us.
Yeah. I know where to find.
Yeah. We're always somewhere. So,
We're all over the net. You can go to our Facebook pages, our websites, Camp Media 2. You know, we have phone numbers. We have emails.
Oh, I know where Tracy lives.
Oh, and you know where Tracy lives. Oh, my goodness.
Why did I get nervous all of a sudden?
You know that Mercury retrograde thing? No.
We're coming for you.
Right, thanks.
So Ogania is actually one of the real estate agents in at the office, or the, I don't even know what he calls it, in the group that I'm in. So we're co-agents. So yeah, that kind of sounds fun, like spies or
that
something.
That does.
Yeah. Okay, Ogania. Well, you know where I live. You know my number. You know how to find me.
So. I do. I'm really good at that. All right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys. Let's see. Let's go with 2301. You are on the air.
Hey,
who are we
lady.
Talking with?
Hi. This is Julia from Cat Chat.
Ah, hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm that nutty woman in there.
The nutty woman who's doing the whack-a-mole and there's all kinds of funny little comments coming in here. So,
yeah.
Oh, Brenda was able to outdo your tears, though. Did you see that post? She's got a gift in there that's just flooding tears. You guys are awesome. We're going to miss you, but again, you guys do know where to find us. So what can we do for you today, Julia? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm planning to move this summer. I'm thinking possibly Charleston, South Carolina, or possibly the upper panhandle of Florida. You know, I keep back and forth, like that fun game in my mind, where to go. So I thought maybe, you know, look outside my mind and get a fresh perspective.
Somebody taught me a trick once. Okay, I'm going to flip a coin, okay? And so I want you to tell me, Charleston, is that heads or tails?
Heads.
You got to sign it.
Well,
yeah, which one is Charleston?
Always says, heads always comes up first.
Okay, so you want Charleston to be heads, so that means Florida is tails. Now I'm about to flip the coin. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Now, while that coin was in the air, which one were you hoping it was going to land on?
I wasn't hoping. I was actually writing down Charleston heads.
I was going to say. I keep getting there's no real question here that you're going to Charleston, but if you want to make it go back and forth, we'll just well, Florida.
If it helps, it did come up heads.
Okay.
But that is one of the tricks. You know, you got something where you're trying to decide, and when you flip the coin in your mind, there is one that stands out more than the other, and you're kind of hoping it's going to land on it. And that tells you where your heart is stronger, where it wants to go.
Okay.
So that's why I played that with you. But, yeah, I get Charleston.
Oh, that's cool.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like I signed up for, like, Zillow and the rental places, the websites, realtor.com and stuff. And it's kind of been slim pickings for my price range. So it's like, well, maybe this is, like, spirit thing. Not so much. So, you know, I get in my head and I'm, like I said, back and forth. So sometimes it's good to get somebody who's not
this
in my head.
This is a great time to play with the manifesting and hold the faith that, okay, well, of course, nothing's showing up right now because you're not packing your bags right now, right? So the right one's waiting for you to be ready to move.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
if it shows up now,
like
that's
a good
too early,
thing,
isn't it?
True.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you'd be like, dang it, back in April there was this perfect house, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
true.
The perfect one's waiting for the perfect time. That's a good affirmation.
I love that. I'm gonna write that
down.
All
right. Well, we got one more caller, and we're running out of time. So I'm gonna say Charleston. I think we voted the heads and tails says Charleston.
Awesome.
So, let's go with that.
Thank you.
And we're all agreeing that the perfect place is showing up at the perfect time for the perfect price.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.
You have
so
a wonderful
much,
day.
Ladies.
I'll see you back in the chat room.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we have one more caller, and then we'll start spewing off how people can get a hold of us. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Caller 8042, you're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hey, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, my question is, do you ever see me moving to a new place soon?
Ever is a long, long time. And that's the first thing that they say to tell you is there's a part of you that really longs to move, but you are very hesitant because there's a known quality where you are. And you're comfortable with the known quality. What I'm being told to tell you is, one, sit down and ask what it is you really want. Because part of the move is to, even though you're comfortable where you are, it's not necessarily the most comfortable place for you. Ask what doesn't serve you any longer and where is it you would love to go. Then put out a time limit and start visualizing that. Again, when we put it out so broad of ever, I mean, yes, you're going to move sooner or later because we all die and you'll transition. So that goes into change and moving too. But we want to bring it back into the physical world. And where is it you long to live? What is it that's been calling you? And really create from that standpoint, because I do see as you do that, it feels like in a couple of years, you actually make a physical move to a new home. And it does feel like it's close to out of the state you're in. It may be on a border, if not fully out of state. Anyway, Tracy, what do you get, honey?
It feels to me, were you hoping to make a move within the next 3 months?
Yes.
Like that soon? Okay. So I do feel like you can create that for yourself. And this is probably something you're already doing, but just like when we were talking to Julia, she wasn't seeing the right thing showing up and kind of getting discouraged and thinking, well, maybe that means I'm supposed to go somewhere else. Well, it's about timing. And so keep putting the energy into looking at what it is you would like to create for a living situation and stay positive that that's happening for you. You know, the whole manifesting techniques of holding gratitude as if it's already there. And it feels to me like in this, you know, all time is now. So it feels to me like you are already there. You just have not caught up to it yet. And so just keep putting the energy out there, because it feels like you are creating the perfect place for yourself to move to, and that that will happen within the next 3 months. Okay?
I have a question. But I have a question. What is it that's holding you there? Because and this is the one thing about doing readings, because we have free will, and there's a part that says, yeah, I'll be gone in 3 months, but another part that says, I can't leave, and that can make it take longer than you want. It would be very good at looking what's holding you there, what belief systems. Because you don't want to set it up that you create a disappointment or a disillusionment for yourself, because that potential is out on the sidelines. So it'd be really good to look at where you're at, what's holding you there, what's kept you there, what holds you back from claiming that move in 3 months. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Yvonne. You have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Bye,
good luck with your search. It's there. You're just catching up to it. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Cherry, how do people find you?
Well, I will be in Santa Rosa, California this weekend at the Mystical Healing Fair. So you can come see me there if you're in California, or if you just want to fly in for the day to say hi to me. I don't care where you're at. Come on down. Anyway, or you can go to cherrydivine.com or Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook. I post there, and I'll keep you up to date. And I will come back to Cat Media, too, on Facebook, because we have our lovely group there. Tracy?
Thank you. And thank you, Brenda. She said she was going to follow us, so beware.
Oh,
thank you, Brenda. We like being stalked in that fashion.
Yes. So. Is this literally following us? Am I going to have to look over my shoulder?
Dun, 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 dun. Is that Brenda? Okay, well, you guys, you can find me at TracyMahan.com. All the things I do are on my website. And it is Tracy with an I-E. So it's TracyMahan, like Nancy, .com. And you can find me over on Facebook at Tracy Mahan, CHT. You can find me on Cat Media. And you can also find me on patreon.com/Tracy Mahan, where you will find several different hypnosis recordings and meditations that I've done over there. And for just a couple dollars a month, you can join that. And on Monday nights, I started doing an intuitive group. So I would love to see you guys over there. You need to join Tier 3 to be part of the intuitive group. And by gosh, it's only $8 a month, so no excuses. And then you can join Monday nights for the intuitive group. We were working with pendulums this Monday, and we did some fun exercises the Monday before that. And as long as people are showing up, I'll keep doing that. And, you know, whatever people want to play and practice with on Monday nights. That's what I'm there for. So that is over on my Patreon page, which you can find information on that on any of my other sites, website, Facebook, whatever. So please come join me over there. We have lots of fun, and there's exclusive posts over there that you won't find anywhere else. And let's see. I'm not doing any events coming up, so I am getting a new office officially now. I did hear back and find out that I am officially getting the office space, and that's going to be in Banks. And the building is brand new. They're not done building it yet, so that's looking like June for face-to-face, in person. I can start really bumping up my QHHT. And also in August, I'm taking the QHHT Level 2, so that'll be something to look forward to as well. Be watching for that. We got big things coming up. And I think that's all I got. So
there you go.
I could tell another buddy story for a minute. No, just kidding. Love you guys. And hopefully we'll see you the next two shows.
Yes, we will be back next week. We will be back next week is all I was saying.
Yes, we will. Love you guys. See you all then. And in the meantime, be the kindness in the world. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.